Tom?
I'm not sure, Lenny, that the pool of high-risk patients is necessarily reducing. I think we don't see as many with lymph node positivity, but I think we see a large number of patients with high risk of progressing to locally advanced disease, which doesn't mean that that pool is lessening. We're just seeing them earlier on. Everybody's not getting 3+3. I mean, we're still seeing 4s, we're still seeing 5s, and we're seeing them in the younger patients. So my feeling is they're at higher risk for developing locally advanced or metastatic. They may not be there yet.
Let the record
still
state
there.
My words were the traditionally defined high-risk patient, which Howard alluded to earlier. I don't know if the risk stratification we have right now, it's fantastic, it's great, but there's a lot of subtleties, particularly in intermediate risk, we're missing. If you look at the traditionally defined group, CAPSURE, CPDR,
sure,
everybody, that percent has gone from about 30-something percent in the early 90s down to about 17% in the early 2000s. So that traditionally defined group is going away.
But this new high-risk group may actually be the ones that we will really see the benefit in, because we may be able to deal with them.
Fair enough. But all our trials are defined on the traditional so-called D'Amico risk stratification, which I think is going to require more analysis as time goes on.
Yeah, fair enough.
Steve, then Howard, then Paul.
Well, that was kind of my follow-up to that. I mean, the D'Amico came out in 1998, so it's 8 years ago. We've identified now tumor biopsy volume. I mean, 12 out of 12 course positive of Gleason 6, to me, is not low risk despite a Gleason 6. A microfocus of Gleason 7 may not be an intermediate risk. And also PSA kinetics, the PSA rise greater than 2 nanograms per mil in the year prior to diagnosis. Clearly, I mean, D'Amico, I've seen him present now, is putting those patients as high risk despite other low risk features. Is it time for these trials that we reanalyze how we define intermediate and high risk? That's not being done.